Okay, here we go.
Fired up.
It's fired up.
This is the 5:15 show.
It is. It's the 8:29, dude.
It's 8:29. It's August 29th.
Oh no, it's 5:15.
Oh, okay. Jesus Christ, where's the time fly?
Let's.
The kids grow up so fast these days.
We're gonna be talking about time travel today.
Oh, I am that much closer to death.
Yeah, you're getting there, dude.
Listen, speaking of death, I went to my follow-up appointment with my back doctor.
Yeah.
He's got the bedside manner of a hard salamander. This guy is fucking awful.
I don't know what that means.
A salamander who has an erection and is just looking at you like, what's your fucking problem? That's what this guy was like.
What a dick.
So the...
I mean his penis. What a dick on the guy.
Well, he... First question was... you don't have a gay bone in you. Would you like one?
Oh.
The answer was yes. So I got the reports back for my back. My back has been killing me. If you follow along the podcast, and you probably don't because it hasn't been posted and it's probably never going to go anywhere. But April, if you're listening.
April's dad, Bill, if you're listening.
He probably is.
He wants to listen.
Does he? Yeah. Well, so my brother texted me and was like, what's the deal with this podcast? I want, because since you told someone back home, my mother's been asking every fucking time I hear from her.
I told your mother.
Was that you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then allegedly, we'll get back to the health situation in a second. Allegedly.
Yeah. No one cares.
My mother said, well, it sounds like you let Kristen, your cousin, listen. And I was like, what? And she was like, yeah, she told Nana, you don't want to listen to it.
Well,
it's raunchy. They're raunchy. And I was like, I don't think Kristen has listened to it.
No, but she's correct.
She's 100% correct.
Yeah, we're raunchy.
We're raunchy. Raunchy boys. That's the new name with a Z. Yeah. Oh, no one will see it coming.
Wow.
Wow, wow.
Raunchy boys.
So, my brother, the J man, wants to listen.
Okay.
He might be able to get an independent.
Don't. You let him hear this part where you called him the J-Man.
He smokes so much weed. He's the J-Man. Oh, and he's a judge.
Of what?
Weed-smoking judge. Hot bods.
Is this a real thing? He's
Daytona 1984.
Oh, shit.
He's a serious judge.
Get back to your health problems.
Get back to it, because it's a back problem.
That's true.
So, the reports indicate that there are mild protrusions, which is what I call it when I see gremlins. Those little bastards are sexy.
Mild protrusions.
Mild protrusion, lower back and mid back. I believe it's the L4, L5, and T8, T9, for those of you who are in the medical profession and follow along to this podcast.
Four of them, huh?
We're huge in the medical community in Guam.
Yeah, remember my dentist... Doctor is a wife.
Yes.
I mean, wife is a doctor.
Yes.
And also the other way around that I said the first time, like a retard.
I don't even know what you're babbling about. It's fantastic.
Remember my dentist?
Yeah,
his qualifications. Yeah, his qualifications were my wife is a doctor.
Yeah. I'm not sure if this was her, but she is ugly if it was.
Oh.
So I go in and the guy starts with the lower back and says, yeah, you've got a herniated disc. And it's impinging on the nerve, and that's why you feel pain, X, Y, Z, and this is what we can do about it. And then he says, let's jump to the neck. And I was like, all right. And he's like, you have a herniated disc in your neck. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, do you feel nerve pain or anything in your neck? And I was like, no. And he just was staring at me. You don't feel anything. I was like, no, my shoulders are made of like platinum at this point. I can't feel anything in my arms.
Yeah.
He's just looking at me. He's like, huh.
Why are you lying to me about this,
exactly,
sir?
Oh, it gets better. So then he goes to the mid back and he says, this here seems to indicate that you also have a slipped disc in the middle. Can you point to where it hurts in your back? And I was like, yeah, you know, between my shoulder blades. I was like, yeah, that's really where it aches a lot. And he's like, yeah, that's what this says too. And the pictures say the same thing. And he's just staring at me, quizzical look on his face. And I was like, okay, that's very unusual.
That you feel pain in the spot where you should be feeling pain?
Yeah, yeah. No, and I was like, what part is unusual other than the fucking look on your face? I thought you were a medical professional. And he's like, that usually doesn't happen. People usually don't get herniated discs in the middle of their back like that. And again, just dead silence. He's just staring at me. And I was like, I can explain it to you again that, you know, my shoulders are junk. I picked up something heavy and I just felt the pain. And he's just looking at me. He's like, huh. So then we circle back.
What kind of drugs you try to get out of me,
yeah,
sir?
Yeah. Yeah. Like I doctored the x-ray, the MRI or something. He's like, I don't think so. I'm not buying this.
Yeah. You piece of shit.
So, we go back around to everything, and he's like, well, you know, surgically repair the lower back and the upper, the neck part. If it doesn't bother you, I guess it's no big deal. I'm just kind of surprised it doesn't bother you given what it looks like. Okay, so what about the middle, the mid back, the one that I'm
the
actually
one that
here
actually
for?
Hurts, yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, no, there's nothing we can do about that. I was like, what do you mean there's nothing we can do about it? He's like, well, do you feel any nerve pain like here, here, and here? I was like, well, no. Well, then, yeah, there's nothing we can do about it. I was like, well, how is that? So it still aches. It still hurts. How is that? And he's just like, yeah, there's nothing we can do about it. So let's move on to the lower back. And it's like this guy jazzed.
Yeah.
I mean, and jazzed means like he was like a little crick went in his mouth. And he was like, we can do surgery.
Yeah.
And yeah, this guy's fucking terrible.
Do you know, would you get this guy? Would he work outside of Forever 21?
He sells bangles in the Forever 21.
He sells, he's actually the manager of the group, the Bangles.
He is. Yeah. He is. It's a hazy shade of winter.
Dude, the back, I heard, is just the worst. Like, you get surgery and it doesn't really fix it.
The only thing good about the back is it's where you spray it.
Bill.
That's not appropriate.
No. Somebody might be listening to this.
The back is brutal. That guy who listens to this, he is.
I know. He keeps sending me his underwear. It's weird.
You're welcome.
His name is Bill.
It's Phil.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, that's crazy. That sucked.
The ongoing saga. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm supposed to go to physical therapy, get some shots or whatever. And I mean,
you know what you should do?
Kill myself.
Acupuncture.
Oh, acupuncture.
Yep, that works.
The killing
also,
yourself of backs.
I heard tiger blood and elephant penis.
Mm-hmm.
All those things.
Yep. Wrestlers' names that I often know. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they use their elephant penis on
ivory crotch.
No, there's nothing you can do about your back. You just gotta
fucking
slowly die, dude.
For the rest of your life. Yeah. No, listen, I'm with you. I'm with you. If I've learned anything from the last 3 or 4 years, it's that, cut yourself open and bad things happen.
Yeah, yeah. You've had zero luck. And
zero.
Yeah, don't look at the yellow pages for your medical professionals anymore.
I have not run into one. My neurologist is she's a beast. She's killer.
Yeah.
Every other doctor, and there's been plenty, have fucked me up like nobody's business. Yeah. Emergency room doctors, fucking other neurologists, fucking shoulder doctors, sex workers. They have fucked me
up. They don't have MD degrees. They're PhDs.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not a real doctor.
Pussy hating dicks.
What do you think about a name for this podcast?
What do you think?
No.
Oh. What do I think about
it? Do you
know
what song I listened to today?
Yeah.
Just said, I got to listen to the song right now.
Yep.
It was Voices Carry.
Oh, that's such a good song. Yes.
Awesome.
You know what? Cindy Lauper, Time After Time, does the same thing.
Yeah.
When I listen to that. Yeah. Or Hush, Hush. I sound good.
You do.
Keep it down now.
Yeah. We're glad we turned up this volume on these mics.
What's this, Carrie?
You're amazing.
Thank you.
You're bad.
All right. Names. You go first.
Okay. I really like Garbage Men. Because it's not Garbage Men or Garbage Man.
Yeah.
It's that we're Garbage Men.
I got a little tickle next to my left one right there.
Yeah. Like, we're garbage human beings.
Yeah. So it's not the Garbage Men.
No.
Because that's weak.
It's just
can't
garbage.
Have a the.
We can even do Garbage Dash Men, but are just Garbage Men.
Okay.
Your turn, Big Doug.
I still like, and this is going to be an outlier, but I still like Shaky Will and the Walrus. We don't have to go with walrus. We can go with something else.
Another fat animal, the elephant.
Shaky Will and
Blubber Boy.
And the beluga whale.
Yeah.
See, it's not bad. If we found it, it doesn't have to be a fat animal. It could be a fat anything.
But when we meet people who actually listen to it, we can say that I'm Shaky Bill.
And I'm the walrus.
Yeah.
It's Shaky Will. Don't use my real name.
Sorry.
Jesus, people are going to figure this out.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't have to be the walrus. All it has to be is like a two syllable word.
Yeah.
Shaky Will and the huge dick.
No, that's no. No, no.
Shaky Will and the AIDS throat.
It's
throat AIDS.
HPV throat?
Yeah.
No, throat wart.
Wart.
How about two losers talking? Weak.
Yeah. I don't know about that one. I like what else was the other one? Talentless hacks, man. Aging disgracefully. It's okay. I like listen. Like listen. Because that is something that is said. Or this is so dumb.
Yeah.
This is so dumb.
This is, yeah. This whole situation that we're in is so dumb.
Toilet time?
Yeah. No, yeah. It sounds like tool time.
I got it. Tim. With Tim.
Yeah.
How about dirty massholes?
I like that one.
That's not bad.
Yeah. That's probably already taken.
I checked. But. It's free.
Oh, really?
There is a Just Another Masshole podcast.
Dirty Massholes is funny.
Dirty Massholes works.
Yeah.
And I was thinking it would be like we could do the state of Massachusetts with the arm, and the arm's got a middle finger up. Somebody's already must have taken that as a something.
Yeah. Or we can have a fist. Because
like upper rectum?
Yeah, exactly. Getting fisted up your masshole. I'm not opposed to Shaky Bill and the Walrus. I'm really not.
Shaky Will.
I'm sorry. It's going to take a while, okay? I'm not opposed to that. It's funny.
It is.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be the Walrus, though.
I don't give a shit. I can be the Walrus.
Oh, you're the Walrus?
Cuckoo Cachoo, Bill.
Oh. Shaky Will and
oh, you don't like it anymore because you thought I was
Pelican.
Shaky Will.
Yeah, this is bullshit.
Yeah, we'll have to snowball some names for the second part.
All right. So right now, what do you think about Bostonites? Are we off that?
Yeah.
All right. So I would say right now, Garbage Men.
Yep.
Dirty Massholes.
Yep.
Shaky Will and the Walrus.
That one makes me laugh the most.
It is funny.
It is funny.
But I don't want it to be hurtful, Dennis.
I have...
Shaky Will is funny because I...
Because you have a debilitating neurological disease. Yeah, it's hilarious, Bill. I get it.
It's funny to me, Dennis, but if somebody else laughs...
Yeah, then it hurts. We'll try and get some other animal names. I don't know. Does that have to be an animal?
It doesn't have to be an animal.
Shaky Will... In the dingo.
And the toilet man.
Shaky Will and the garbage man.
Shaky Will and the ass fissure.
No, that hits too close to home.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba.
Exactly. Man, you get those fart noises on point. You know that?
Fucking down.
Yeah.
On point. You know what I was thinking of the way over here? It was the minute I absorb something like that into my vernacular, it's gone. Like... what is it? It's been a minute. You know how the kids are like, hey, it's been a minute.
Yeah.
When really it's not been a minute. It's been like a while.
Yeah. I never did that either. I hated
that. But I said it the other day, and that's when I knew like, oh, it's got to be over. Because now all of a sudden it's in my brain.
Yeah. Did you ever see the Dave Chappelle comedy special when he's talking to his white lawyer friend?
Who's this?
Dave Chappelle.
I'm sorry, who?
David Chappelle.
Oh, David.
Yes. You know, what do you know him as? Big D?
Big D in the biatch.
So he's talking to his, he'd like to use different, fake, sign-offs when he's saying, instead of peace out, he'd be like, zip it up and zip it out. Zippity-doo-dah, Dave. Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah, it was.
That was a good one.
So, let's sleep on Sleepy Will and the Walrus. And see if we can come up something. But
Shaky Will.
Shaky Will.
Shaky Will in the wall. Yeah, sleepy. What, I'm not narcoleptic, you fucking moron.
Same thing.
It's hurtful, Dennis.
They're both fake made-up things.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Brown people, black people, what's the difference? They're all the same. Is that what you're saying, Dennis?
Well, what?
You are a racist.
I
know.
I couldn't say no, but I couldn't say yes for two different reasons. One made me seem like an asshole. The other one would reveal my true colors. Guess which was which?
You're white. Speaking of which, didn't Kanye come out with something like,
slavery was a choice.
Yeah, it's not bad. Okay. It's like Mickey D's over Burger King.
That guy just self-imploded. Like, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know what I think it is? It's the Kardashians, probably.
I feel like it's, did anybody ever do anything to Armenians?
Nah, they supposedly.
Yeah.
They're just very hairy people. I don't know.
Oh, so they've been ostracized for plenty. I know. Imagine the wax bill that comes out of that place.
Oh,
I bet their wax place is right next to your dentist place in that strip mall.
Probably.
You should ask. You should see if they have headshots. Headshots in there.
Glamour shots.
Kim gets her feet waxed, her toes, and half off crowns.
And buttholes.
Buttholes.
There was a picture of her in People magazine or something like that. Like, oh, look how hot Kim is looking at the beach. And, you know, she's got her half, or, you know, the lower half is wrapped up in a, you know, in a tunic because, like, whatever she did to her ass is disgusting.
Like, you know what it looks like? It looks like one of those half horse, half women.
Yeah.
When it's yeah, exactly. Yeah. When it's wrapped in a towel, it looks like one of those things where, like, a horse is behind it.
Yeah. It's like she should have someone falling behind her. Like,
exactly.
You know,
she should just be kicking and then dropping poops everywhere.
I know. It's crazy.
And maybe she is. Date night.
Yeah. She's Kanye.
What, he's contrarian. That's his deal. It's got to be his deal. Like, I like Trump. Slavery's a choice. All those things. It's got to be. There's no other excuse for it.
I understand
it's inexcusable.
But, did you hear the dude from TMZ? The black dude who was just like, he went off on him. He's like, you're saying all this stuff, but you sit up there in your ivory tower with your millions of dollars. You don't live in the real world like the rest of us.
Like the rest of us in TMZ?
What does a guy at TMZ make?
What do you watch TMZ? Let's peel this thing all the way back.
No. I don't watch TMZ. I watched the clip of Kanye flipping out on TMZ. That's where this whole thing came from.
So then you watch TMZ, Dennis.
No, I watched a clip of
a
thing from TMZ.
Don't deny. I don't have a problem.
It was Yahoo News I was watching. I'm a Yahoo head.
Yahoo!
Yeah.
Yahoo has... stood the test of time. I know you're looking to move on.
No. Yahoo used to have the actual good programming on, like their little series that they would have on. They had Burning Love, which was like
they did.
Yeah,
Burning Love was
it was so great.
Awesome.
Yeah, and then they had it was called, it was a space show, and it had these guys on. It was fucking hilarious.
Star Trek?
No, it was called Outer Space. I forget what the fuck it was called, but it was...
No wonder why you can't remember.
It was really good. It was like a Indian dude who happened to become the captain of a ship, and it was really good.
Indian or Native American?
No. We went over this before.
I know. This is why I'm bringing it up.
Yeah, I got confused last time. Remember, I called people from India Native Indians. Like, no, that's not what I meant. I meant
you're trying so hard not to offend people. Yeah. You really offended people.
I know. It's just what I do. But no, from India. So Indians.
Okay.
He was an Indian dude, but he's American. He's the dude who plays he's the same guy who's the cab driver in Deadpool.
Okay. Yeah. Isn't that the same guy we talked about last week who was in Short Circuit?
No, you're racist. That guy was white.
That's unbelievable. What is that guy's name? It's been haunting me, and I have not looked it up on purpose to see if I could actually...
You won't ever.
It's like...
Hervé Villechaize.
No, it's like Quentin Monsoon or something. He's got a weird name. Gilbert Arenas.
Who's Arenas?
It's Arenas. Oh, which reminds me, the Celtics are playing tonight, game two, against the Cavs.
Oh, man. I heard LeBron just firing him up.
LeBron was terrible the other night. You know how I know that?
His name was Fisher Stevens.
Yes, that's what it was. It's a very odd name.
Yeah. And that dude is lily white, wearing a scally cap in this picture with
a
scarf.
Let me see this.
That's him.
Now he looks like it. So yeah, in Short Circuit, he looked like an Indian guy. Now he looks like the Lucky Charms guy.
Yeah.
He looks like you'd get mugged by him on St. Patrick's Day. Be like, there's a leprechaun that just mugged me.
You might, but I
absolutely
tough.
Would. There's nothing I can do to fight back at this point.
Do you see there's a new, just says, because I'm on IMDb,
yeah,
there's a new Bohemian Rhapsody movie coming out about
Scaramouche,
Freddie
Mercury. Scaramouche? Really?
Yes.
Do they tell the true story, how he pretended to be gay?
Do you know what's weird? Is that all in the trailer? He's like hugging a girl and like a girl's running up and jumping in his arms.
For real?
What the fuck is going on? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Made by Daryl Mercury. I don't believe he's gay at all.
He was my brother. He was not gay, I swear.
First guy ever to die of AIDS from straight sex.
Yeah. Is that a real thing?
Having sex with monkeys?
No, AIDS? No. We talked about
that's entirely true.
No. About straight sex.
That you can get AIDS?
That it's very hard to get AIDS with straight sex.
It's super hard to get AIDS. I tried my ass off. Nothing doing.
I'm trying to be serious, Bill, about AIDS. It's
okay.
A very... No, but I heard, again, Joe Rogan told me that it's almost impossible to get AIDS from heterosexual sex.
Do you have the ability to discern between what you hear and what is maybe factual or what you should research? Joe Rogan...
I'm researching it now by spitballing with you.
Love the Rogan podcast. No one's disputing that it's entertaining as hell. But the dude does have some theories that might be a little bit out there. Granted, he has on guests, and I listen to what they say, and I like it. Contrarian, like, truth, all kinds of stuff like that. But, you know, this sounds like one of those, the Twin Towers was a stage demolition type of thing.
No, it was Building 6. Is that the right one? Did I pick the right number?
I'm sorry. Can I ask, let's do a half-truths on both of these topics.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure there were only two World Trade Towers that went down.
Yes.
Why does everyone call them, like, is it one or two?
And South Tower, right?
Yeah. So why does everyone say, like, Building 6? What's Building 6?
Building 6 was a third building that fell down.
There was a third building.
There was a third building that fell down.
Oh.
Yeah. That's the one that they're talking about that was controlled demolition, not
just
the Twin Towers.
Finished in my Hanes.
High five.
With my prick? My prickazoid?
No, so I think, you know, like I said, I don't think that... I was there.
I'm sorry. What are you, the guy from the league?
Yeah.
No,
I'm
Steve Ramazzisi.
Yeah. No, I wasn't
by the way,
there.
That guy, has he worked since? I saw him. He was on... what was that? The comedy roast show?
Yeah, he did terrible.
Yeah.
He was brutal. Yeah, it was.
And that was his comeback tour.
No, it was not. It was short-lived, so it was not a comeback at all.
That was the first thing he did after that. The league ended, like, then, right?
Yeah, like, right after that thing came out. But it was already ending, but...
Can you hit the button?
Too late.
You missed it.
I did. But that guy, he was just on Kill Tony, like, the last episode.
Kill Tony?
Oh, you don't listen to Kill Tony?
No, because it's live. I can't listen to live podcasts.
That. You're missing out on some good podcasts.
Yeah.
Because Douglas Movies is a good one.
Is that live, too?
Yeah.
Did you hit the button on that?
I did, yeah. I caught that one. Don't worry about it. I got you covered.
Cut this part out.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
Doug Loves Films is also
live?
Doug Loves Movies.
Is live, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
It's good, though. It's fun.
I don't like live podcasts. Yeah. I listen to Sam Harris podcast. I don't listen to live ones. I listen to Sam Harris podcast to fall asleep to because he has the voice of an angel.
Yeah. I don't listen to that podcast.
The problem, you know what I don't like about that in other podcasts is you can tell when they like Skype. They have Skype guests.
Yeah.
You can always tell. We should have a Skype guest.
We should. Who do you want to Skype with? I heard Donald Trump is free.
He's Skyping? Yeah. I don't think he's that free.
Melania is in the hospital. She could do it.
I did hear that.
Yeah.
What is she in the hospital for? Kidney stones?
Kidney surgery.
Really?
Yeah. She had rich people kidney surgery.
She's trying to have her fucking heart removed. She's like, I can't deal with this. I can't live.
I thought you were going to try and do an accent, and I was very excited.
You like it? Donald, I take out the dick kidney.
Was she from India or Jamaica?
Jamaica, India. Bow, bow, bow. Smoke of the ganj.
Smoke of the curry. That's all I can think of.
Why does it smell so funny in here?
It's just on my cooking. It's a curry weed.
Lot of mercy. Will is trying to open a beer with one hand.
Shaky Will.
Shaky Will.
Got it.
Hey, it's the walrus coming at you.
Shaky Will. Oh, he's doing it again, gang. Impromptu breakdance session. Turn on the music. Hot Dave. Hot Dave in the corner.
Yeah, so let's talk about
something
else.
You asked me who I would Skype with if we had a Skype guest.
Yeah.
Are we talking famous people or are we talking just random Americans?
Anybody you want to Skype with that you think would be a good conversationalist, unlike me today for some reason?
Who would I? You are. Yeah, today. Today's the problem. You got to go with somebody fucking wacky who doesn't know that they're actually that. Gary Busey.
Oh, I think they're going to go with a family member for sure. But yeah, Gary Busey's good.
I would absolutely go with a family member for sure.
Yeah.
Your uncle would be top of the list.
Oh, my God.
Top of the list.
Yeah.
If he would commit to staying on the Skype for the entire conversation.
No, he wouldn't.
No, he would not.
And then, I don't know, dude.
Your cousin.
Your dad is.
Your Floridian cousin. I don't follow the big man.
You're missing out, dude, because he is hot on his tail. So I don't know
what's
going on.
This was not the case before I quit social media. This was 2 years ago?
No. They had a come to Jesus moment with Donald Trump. And
you know what the problem is? I'm not there to ruthlessly shit on the guy. Not the old man, but his
brother?
His sibling over there. Yeah. I'm not there to do that, and I think maybe now that the wolf is kind of at bay, all those lambs are just running around doing whatever they want.
I can't stomach it sometimes.
I just call myself the wolf.
I know you did.
I need like a wolf shirt.
Shaky Will and the wolf.
Shaky Will and the wolf. And we'll get a van with a bubble window and put a bunch of wolves in the woods howling.
Yeah.
And then one of them's on the ground shaking.
There's a guy
peeing himself violently.
A mason who works for another company, but in my subdivision, he has his own truck painted on his truck. Which is a 1980-something piece of garbage, by the way. But his own truck painted on his truck. And it says El Brujo with a witch flying because El Brujo means the witch.
Wait. And on that truck, is it painted a truck again? Like it's one of those like things where it's depth perception thing?
Nope, because El Brujo breaks the spell.
He's missing the point.
Yeah.
He's absolutely missing the point.
Yeah. I don't know how much he spent on that mural.
Yeah.
But he wasted his money because we relentlessly, every Porta Can we go into, we write El Brujo was here. El Brujo was here in every Porta Can.
And do you point to the absolute slovenly mess that's down there?
No. What we do is we wait for his replies in them.
Yeah.
And he does reply to them. Like, very good, pendejos.
Pendejos.
Yeah. Is that estás bien, pendejos, güey?
So I've never walked into a Porta Potty. I always walk into a porta potty and check what's going on. Like
you look for the glory hole, and then if there's not one, you leave because what's the use of it?
No, then I bore one because I'm a gentleman for the next guy. I always look down and see what's hanging out in the pooper. There is never a solid BM in there, nope. And it's always a light brown, right? A little bit of green fleck, but it absolutely looks like somebody just put a turd in the microwave and melted it and then just slid it off the plate and put it right in there.
They just opened up a can of Hormel chili and dumped it in there.
100%.
Yeah.
You might as well throw all the food you're about to eat, just dump it in there.
Yeah. It is.
Throw it in a blender and pour it.
Yeah. It's true. That's
no one who uses a porta potty has a healthy BM.
Yeah. I don't use a porta potty, but we've talked about my BMs.
I think that scientists should go in there and take stool sample tests. And just be like, what is going on in these intestinal tracts of these gentlemen?
But
and then chase them down and say, El Brujo, ¿dónde está El Brujo en la biblioteca?
Yeah, he's not at the library, I'll tell you that.
The witch is at the library.
The witch is, he's in the porta cans, definitely, because he does respond to our little notes. But he also, they all eat at the taco trucks that drive by, and those things just serve mangled rats.
It's terrible. But have you ever had a sausage from a food truck up north?
Yeah, that's totally different.
Do you know where the sausage is made?
Yeah, in Italy.
Yeah, exactly. They're fucking delicious.
They are. Yeah.
They don't have them down here, but sausage sandwiches off a food truck is fucking delicious.
Let's
up north.
Do it, Bill. Let's do it. No, they do have them on 6th Street.
We should get that van, the Witch. And just fucking kick a hole in the side of it and just start serving sausages out of it.
Yeah, we should.
Fuck you.
Fucking sausages. What do you know about sausages, Bill?
I suck them.
I mean, sorry. Shaky Will.
Thank you. Can't believe you just used my real name.
Shaky Will don't know shit about sausages.
It's Shaky Will. What the? Why can't you remember?
I just said Shaky Will, no, you said dingus. Shaky Will. Well, listen back. Pause the tape.
Motherfucking walrus up in this bitch.
Yeah, I'm going to go with a less fat animal. I've decided.
What about tissue time?
Nah.
What animal would you go with? It's got to be a funny. And the mongoose? It can't be a radio name.
No.
It has to be something.
No. Platypus?
No.
No.
No. The hen?
No.
I don't know. I don't even know.
Yeah. How dare you?
Fuck you. All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Name three John Cryer movies.
Oh, come on. That's...
Nope.
No, I got John Cryer.
Yeah, fired up.
Yeah. let me think. Weird Science.
Weird
Science. John Cryer was the... Wasn't he with...
No.
He wasn't with Robert Downey Jr.?
No.
He wasn't the other mean guy? I know who John Cryer is, okay?
Apparently you don't know who John Cryer is.
I do, though. I just... Oh.
Weird Science. Weird Science is a fucking awesome movie. All right. I'm going to John Cryer.
Ooh, okay.
It's Jonathan Niven Cryer.
Oh, that makes...
To you fucking pricks.
That makes total difference to me.
You can also not say 2 and a Half Men.
No, I wouldn't.
Which was a fucking terrible movie anyway. Terrible
it was
TV
not a movie.
Show. That's a good point. It wasn't a movie.
How about that kid in that show turn into like a Jesus freak and like denounce the show?
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, denounce the show
man.
With all the fucking money that he...
I know.
Yeah, exactly. I love stuff like that.
Piece of fucking garbage.
Yep.
All right, John Cryer. Man, was he in anything that was good?
Are you serious?
He was in John Hughes movies, wasn't he?
Totally.
Okay.
He's totally in John Hughes.
So let me go to John Hughes movies. He was in Pretty in Pink.
He was in Pretty in Pink. He was Ducky.
Yep. He was not the Donger, unfortunately.
Oh, Long Duck Dong.
I'm going to go with...
I got to get way back. This dude's been in a lot of movies here.
He has, but nothing really... But since the 80s, nothing really great, right?
Yeah. No, I don't... There's a couple that he had. What the fuck was that? All right, keep going.
He was in... Come on, Bill.
It's tough, man. I'm looking here. I can't even see anything.
This is Screeching Halt with Shaky Will.
Playhose. What the fuck is that? Oh, Playhouse. Whoops. That wasn't right. He was in...
What other John Hughes movie was he in?
Actually, I don't... So, here's the reason why I brought it up, which is in investigating who would be on Screeching Halt, which... By the way, it's fucking successful today.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
I hit a website called Ranker, and it ranked all
best
of the top...
Best boobs in Hollywood?
No, best 80s personalities, right? So let's go over the top five. Estevez, number one.
Ugh.
I don't think you can doubt.
Are you kidding me?
You can't go wrong with Estevez.
I know, but...
Okay. Anthony Michael Hall, of course. He was in the 80s.
Didn't I suggest Anthony Michael Hall to you? For Screeching Halt.
Yeah, but you can't suggest it. I got to throw it out there.
I know.
You can't. What are you going to do, look at it? Anyway, the point being, they listed everything, and John Cryer is like number five. And then after John Cryer are people like Sylvester Stallone, Tom Hanks, all these other people. And John Cryer beats them out on the list, as does Anthony Michael Hall, by the way.
What was the rank, though? Just best 80s movie? Best 80s actor?
Best 80s movies, like most... popular or famous, well, most popular 80s movies personalities.
Wow, that's crazy.
Cryer came in. Ducky.
Macchio wasn't in there?
Macchio is not in there. Macchio, we've talked about this, but he's a terrible actor. I can't even stand it.
I know. It's really bad now.
You're all right, LaRusso. Yeah, thanks.
The Outsiders, though?
The Outsiders is good. He actually wasn't bad.
He wasn't bad in that. Karate Kid was great. I don't care. All three of them.
He should get stabbed more often, I think.
But in real life.
Yeah. I don't mean like in the daily. Movies. Yeah. It would be awesome if you could see it in the movies, but.
Yeah. You'll stick.
You know what? I bet he's selling used cars for real, though. That's why they were you'd be perfect for this.
Yeah, he sells luxury vehicles in Cobra
Kai.
Sure
he does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's a rich guy.
Yeah. He aged well.
Yeah. What? No. So what other movies was there?
I actually didn't even see any. Hot Shots.
He was in Hot Shots.
Did?
Was he in Hot Shots or Hot Shots Part 2 or both?
Holy shit, I'm gonna sneeze.
He threw his back out again. Oh, no.
Back that thing up. He was in Hot Shots, the original, I think. Hang on. Let's go all the way back
here.
Yeah,
but that's not what I think of when I think of John Cryer.
2 and a Half Men. He was Lenny in Superman something. Hot Shots. He's on the Joel McHale Show. The Ranch with...
Ashton Kutcher.
Thank you. Oh, and wasn't Ashton Kutcher on 2 and a Half Men?
Yeah.
The Ranch. Have you ever seen The Ranch?
Nope.
Yeah, me neither. He's on something called Hit by Lightning.
That would be cool if that happened in real life.
Due Date, he's in that movie. The Hannah Montana movie. This guy has been in a couple of things. Let's see.
Yeah, scroll to the 80s. A
lot
big
of kids. Yeah, I went to the 80s. There was absolutely nothing there.
That's what I mean. I mean, he's best
Andy
known.
Oh, Andy Richter saves the Universe. He's in that one. He was in Mr. Show.
Mr. Show was great.
Mr. Show was meh.
What?
Okay.
There was one episode of Mr. Show where it was like a rock band, and they're on, they're all in a hot tub, and he's like, dude, all the guys from the band are in there. He's like, dude, you got a boner. He's like, what are you doing standing there? Suck that shit. And they're all blowing each other, and they're like, it's not gay. We're in a rock band.
What?
Yeah. So.
By
funny.
The way, his filmography credits include Entertainment Tonight, Extra, Inside Edition, The Oscars, and Chelsea Lately. Boy, this guy is something
else. He must
be
edited himself, huh? Put me in.
He must have. I mean, wait a second. What's this one with the beard? I can't. Well, how is he only in one? Hiding Out. Remember Hiding Out?
Nope.
He hid out. He was wanted by the police, and he hid out, or the mob or something, and he hid out as a student at school.
I do remember that one, yeah. And he was supposed to be cool in that one, but
snap.
Come on.
Dude, he's the fucking coolest. Let me show you this picture where he's got a fake beard on. I'm not going to show it to you, actually.
Please don't.
I'm trying to find Hiding Out. Who was in that? This guy looks like a pedo in the background. Anyway, nobody wants to hear me look at IMDb. They want to hear me look at you.
Again, screeching halt with Shaky Will.
Yep, pick it back up again.
Here we go.
Picking back up. No, I don't want the Maximum Overdrive version of this. Hiding out. A stockbroker on the run from the mob decides to hide out by enrolling as a student in high school.
I thought it was college. High
is
school.
Annabeth Gish.
I do remember that.
That is.
I remember that movie.
She looks fucking brutes. That's what the kids call brutal.
Margot Kidder died.
Bummer. She's... When? Years ago?
No, today.
Margot Kidder? Didn't she go bananas?
Like, yeah. She went cuckoo bananas.
Bananas.
I never thought, I mean, was she in anything besides Superman?
She was on something.
Yeah, she was.
My least favorite actress's list. What did you think I was going to say? Johnson? You fucking loser.
I hope you wouldn't say Johnson.
I do because I'm old school. It's making a comeback like Peg Pants.
I would like to see you in a pair of peg pants.
Dude, I would do peg pants in a heartbeat.
Would you?
Jabos.
What was ever
the... Rock the Jabos.
Whatever was the reason for pegging pants?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Fashion statement.
Fucking dumb.
You know what the new thing is? I saw, which I'm 100% in favor of, if it only included the people I saw it on, butt rip jeans. Butt rip jeans are coming back, apparently, and there's a rip... in the butt, so you can see the old cheekaroo.
Yeah.
And these girls?
Of course, they're the ones who are going to wear them. But
the guys? Better. Even better.
Yeah. Imagine my fucking hairy, flat ass in a pair of
Yes, I have.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm doing it.
You need two slits and then one wide open for me to creep into.
I'm just going to do a big square. It's like I'm going to do like the old timey guy who has to run out of his outhouse, Long John's.
Oh, the trap door. Yeah,
yeah,
trap door.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to be wearing on my jeans.
You got a hot foot?
Yeah.
I got a hot foot. I have no, I can't say anything. I have no ass whatsoever.
Yeah, dude, it's weird.
Very weird. Yeah. It goes shoulder blades to ankles. I have no muscle mass at all anymore.
Yeah. I don't know if you can tell.
Yeah.
But I worked out this morning.
I work out.
With the kettlebells.
Yeah.
I was doing squats.
All of them?
No, just the heaviest.
All three. You mean the 30 pounder?
I was using the 30 pounder.
Oh my gosh.
Is that 30 pounds or 30 kilograms?
It's 30 cap. I don't know what is cap. I don't even know what cap means.
Fucking crazy ass pounds. That's what that stands for.
Biatch. So I'm sorry. You're muscling up.
Yeah, dude. You can't tell. It was a joke I used on stage.
Yeah.
I said, I worked out for the first time in 3 years today. I know you can all tell. And I'm feeling pretty good. So I'll see you again in another 3 years, elliptical machine. And everyone fucking died laughing, Bill. Just like you are right now.
I do recall that maybe there were some giggles.
Yeah.
Were everyone dying laughing?
These people chuckled.
At least you have muscle, at least.
I know, but it's just so far underneath so much disgusting.
I have nothing. I am a bag of bones with like an ill-fitting leisure suit of skin hanging off me.
I would take that in a heartbeat, Bill.
Yeah, as would every other lady I run into.
Bill.
Actually, you know what?
Shaky Bill.
I get more play from the gentleman callers than I do the ladies. I am a hit.
You know what? I do all right myself in the guy zone.
I've always told myself, I wish I liked to suck cock.
Instead of I love it like you do now.
Exactly. If I could just dial it down a smidgen. I could barely concentrate at work. And you'll see on slide 7. Clean up on projector 4.
You guys don't have an intercom like that.
We do. And they talk like this over it.
There's an emergency down in the front floor so somebody can call.
Yeah, that's exactly what you want to hear. There's an emergency.
What happened? Yeah, exactly.
I remember when I worked for the TSA.
Well, what else are they going to say at Wendy's?
When I worked at the TSA, I worked with this guy. His name was Ford Goodsell. Ford Goodsell.
Ford Goodsell.
And he didn't sell.
Hi-yo!
I know.
He's two for one deal today. One leather seat, buy two.
Why wouldn't you sell Ford cars if your name was Ford Goodsell?
Or you sell Chevy and you're just like, hey, listen, my old man was Dave Ford, owner of Ford.
Yeah.
I prefer Chevys.
Yeah, that's
right.
That's
why you should buy the Chevy.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry, Ford Thunderbird?
Ford Goodsell.
Good.
And one time when, you know, it was just when the whole thing started, the whole check baggage thing where they go underneath the, you know, they put the bag on the conveyor belt and then it disappears and it goes through the fucking system.
Yep.
So, one time he's working and a bag explodes.
Yep.
And he gets on the intercom, like the radio.
Yeah.
And he yells, he's like, a fucking bag just exploded. A fucking bag just exploded. And like, so everybody at the checkpoints and everything is hearing this over the radios. You know what I mean? So everyone's like changing the channels really quickly. It's just like an aerosol can or something exploded the bag open. But he had to go off on administrative leave for a little while because of his like PTSD from it.
From having a bag explode?
Yeah, it really stressed him out. Poor guy.
You're not supposed to have aerosol cans in those things.
Tell me about it.
Pretty fucking explicit about it.
Yeah.
Oh, but you were an early adopter. You were there at the very beginning.
I was there first class.
No one knew what the rules were.
Nope. We were fucking flying by the seat of our pants. Unlike now where it's a well-oiled machine.
It's a totally well-oiled machine.
Yeah.
You get anything through now.
Yeah. It's a fucking boning machine because they just pork you. See what I did there?
Nope.
Yep. It's like a sex machine.
I don't think I like it.
Which is, that's it. Shaky Will and the Sex Machine.
Shaky Will and the Sex Machine. Oh, man.
So
no,
dumb.
You need something like Shaky Will and Rod Johnson.
Ooh.
Thor Goodsell.
Ford Goodsell. Good old Ford Goodsell.
That's good.
I heard
times.
He killed himself.
You should have just kept on going and not said anything. Yeah. It would have been better.
It would have been way better.
It would have.
I bet he killed himself with a name like that. Yeah. You know what? I think he actually did kill himself.
He did. Yeah.
That is an absolute bummer. Bummer. What would drive a guy like Ford Goodsell
Shaky
to
Will
kill
and
himself?
The bummer.
Shaky Will.
And I bring you down like Debbie Downer.
I think Shaky Will and the Garbage Man sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
It does sound a little bit like a
like a
radio show, like a 90s radio show.
It does, yeah. It is. That's a morning zoo.
But is it? I mean, it's kind of ironic, no?
To us, yeah, not to anybody else.
Well, I mean,
no one else can.
That's why I think Listen is not a bad name for a podcast.
Yeah. But you can't put the emphasis on the right syllables.
No, you put Listen ...
Oh shit.
Listen ... Dun, dun, dun. Wait.
Listen. Question mark.
Listen.
Listen.
No, it's not a question. It's a fucking statement.
Maybe.
Listen.
Maybe we spell it LISSEN. Listen.
I fucking hate that. Are you putting that bottle cap in your mouth?
Nah, dude.
Yeah, no. You totally were. You're fucking flossing your teeth.
That's why I have a broken wisdom tooth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You fucking health nut.
Shaky Will and the Health Nut.
Shaky Will and the Health Nut.
We get the job done right.
I had leftover steak tonight for dinner. It is, it's not going well right now.
Like your stomach?
Yeah.
Oh.
I cooked it.
Just not?
Apparently not well enough. It was undercooked originally because I like it a little bit on the side.
Do you really?
A little bit on the, that's what an inside of a vagina looks like side.
So, you like it well done, like black?
No. I don't know if you've ever seen the inside of a multicultural vagina, but it looks like just the same as every other vagina. Off limits.
There was this kid in high school.
There was no kid in this vagina.
There was a kid in high school who said, black women, white women, flip them over. They all smell the same. I was like... What?
In high school he said this?
Yeah. Kid was way ahead of his time.
Apparently.
Yeah.
And that kid, Teddy Roosevelt.
You think?
Absolutely. Trailblazer. Didn't take shit from anybody, especially
those. He was a great American baseball player. Red Sox, right?
Indians. No. He played for the Bruins, you dickhead.
He played hockey.
Yeah. Teddy R. Scored 3 goals in 1 game.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see the picture of him. He's like flying through the air with the hockey stick.
That's him.
Yep.
That's him. They call him Bobby Orr for whatever reason. It's fucking.
It's just weird.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. It's because he was hung like an oar.
Hi-yo.
Yeah.
He must have been in the regatta.
No, he. Speaking of regattas, did you know that there is a boat race on Lake Austin today?
I did not.
Me neither. I'd made that up just to try and segue into something different.
What are you trying to segue into?
I have no idea.
Yeah, into boat races. Have you ever done the boardwalk around Lake Austin?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. What else you got?
Friday.
Friday.
Since
Friday.
In-laws are here, the in-laws are here, so April is taking Friday off.
Yeah.
And all three of them are going stand-up paddle boarding. So that'll
I'm sorry.
Be good
wait a minute. We'll run that by me one more time.
Yes.
The individuals that I just said hello to.
Yes.
Those two.
Two out of three.
And your mother-in-law.
Yes, they are going stand-up paddleboarding.
Wow.
Yep.
Can April's, I take Friday off?
April's mother is like, can't wait to do it.
Really?
Yeah.
She seems like the adventurous sort.
They both are. I mean, they still hike.
I think I'm just going to hide in the bushes with some binoculars.
Some Vaseline.
And just... Look, Mommy, it's a jellyfish.
That's no jellyfish.
That's Shaky Will.
Here comes the walrus.
Wait, I'm sorry. What was the other one? Sex machine?
Nah, who knows?
Sex machine. That sounds even worse. That's two on the nose
for
jerking off in a bush.
Yeah. So they're doing that on Friday, and then we leave Sunday.
To go to the coast.
To go to the coast.
Is the coast repaired?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I think so. I don't know. Some kid just got bit by a rattlesnake.
Oh, that's a bummer. Did he turn into boots like a real fucking man?
Or? Did you hear about the kid, 24 years old?
Yep.
Got bit by a snake.
Butt jeans?
Bit by a snake.
Butt ripped jeans.
A poisonous snake.
Yep.
Mauled by a bear. And bit by a shark in the last 4 months.
What?
He just
what
needs a
zoo
fucking,
is he in?
He just needs an eagle to attack him so he can get like he land, sea, and air. That guy is...
What? Where did this happen?
Australia, of course.
In the outback.
Yeah.
You gotta look out
but
for that bush.
I think he was... The last thing was the bear, and he was in Colorado. So a bear. He got bit him in the head.
By a bear.
Bit his head.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Yeah. Fine.
Could you... Away. Like, those bears can crush your skull.
Yeah, yeah. They'll break your whole brain.
Can you imagine
out.
Walking up on a scene like that, and a kid's skull's crushed?
Oh, my God. I would... Fucking jerk off.
So I know.
Oh my God.
It's a goose.
I can't stop coming.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let me get some of that matter.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, so can you believe that?
I use brain matter as a lubricant. Can I believe that?
Yeah.
No, I don't fucking believe that.
The real story.
This guy, like Steve-O, couldn't have wished for a better ending to his life.
No, he's saving the whales, dude.
Steve-O is?
Yeah.
I hope a whale eats him.
That would be
anybody who staples their nutsack to their leg, they deserve to. Or sets himself on fire.
Yeah, he fucked himself up.
He's a fucking idiot. Absolute. What was that?
It was a light belch.
Like a
sounds like that's what it sounds like when
rattlesnakes. If you were bit by a rattlesnake, would you try to cook the rattlesnake and eat it, and then make a pair of boots out of it, just to be like, I fucking.
I mean, we've
one.
All heard the story of the guy who, like, bit the snake's head off and made a tourniquet out of it. No, me?
I didn't hear that.
Oh, happened.
Is it a venomous snake?
It was a rattlesnake.
What was the rattlesnake wearing? Was he asking for it?
Yeah, he was wearing high heels. No, so...
Slut.
What would I, if I got bit by a rattlesnake,
yeah.
I wouldn't stop to fucking do anything except for go to the hospital.
No, I would lay down and die.
Oh,
you think
yeah.
it's painful or do you go out first?
I think it's painful. Because, like, your blood doesn't coagulate or doesn't coagulate? What does it do? Is it decoagulate?
I don't know. I have not been... Decoagulate means it doesn't pool.
It doesn't. It'll just keep
it doesn't
leaking,
coag.
But I think it coags. I think that's the problem.
One time, I had to fix the coag, and my cable worked.
Oh, shit. You coag
just
cable?
Got a connector.
Yeah. See? That's all you got to do.
It's fine. There's nothing
yeah.
wrong with that.
Yeah. You should just wiggle the wire next time the snake
I do
bites
wiggle
you.
The wire.
Oh,
wiggle,
shit.
Wiggle, 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 wiggle.
I'm going to say, Bill... Today hasn't been our greatest, I don't think.
Last week was the worst.
No. We've
this
stepped
week,
down from last week.
I don't listen. You're gonna listen back to this and you're gonna say genius.
I hope
this
so.
This is comedic gold.
I'm feeling
yeah.
that it's not gonna be that way.
No, I think it is. Listen, it's entertaining just to hear the sound of your voice.
Oh damn.
It's super sexy.
You know, if you were so kind to me,
what would you do?
I'd just fucking kill myself.
Oh, then I will stop being kind to you.
We should have a suicide pact.
You first. You first.
If this thing doesn't take off.
You first. I'm right behind you. I'm right behind you. Literally, I'm right behind
you.
Oh,
shit.
Yes. Feeling your bosoms.
Yeah, just waiting for the coldness
100%.
Before you stick it in. Yeah,
I can't tell if it's the steak that is really... I'm really being bothered right now by
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
It's really bothering me.
Yeah,
the steak that
terrible
is...
In here.
It probably does.
Yeah.
Or it was... Like, I ate half a bag of, like, nacho chips. Nacho chips?
No.
People that I dare don't call them nacho chips, do they?
No. No one
I don't
ever.
Know how to cook for myself. That's the problem.
Are
I have
serious?
No... What I have in my rotation is, like four foods. If it were, if I didn't have like children to force me to like feed them something different every night, I'd probably eat the same thing every night.
You just get pizza every night.
I'm doing the Einstein thing where like Einstein wore the same thing every day.
Oh, okay.
I'm a fucking like visionary legend.
You are, yeah. You're like Steve Jobs. You wear a black turtleneck every
day. Did you hit the button?
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
The shit button.
Yeah, so I don't have any, like, I need to start watching like cooking shows and shit, but I can't stand it because it's like Guy Fieri going, kabam!
Guy Fieri doesn't say that. He says,
say bam.
He says, I'm going to put this donkey sauce on it.
We're going to go get nachos and get some donkey sauce.
Donkey
on the
sauce.
Next edition of Drivers, Diners, Dives. Wow.
No.
We're going to go get some more bowling shirts.
You just switched in CSI Miami to that one.
I fucking hate that song, by the way.
Really?
Oh, my God. Baba Ganoush? What's it called?
No. You're thinking Bob O'Reilly.
Baba Booey. I hate The Who. I think The Who are terrible.
Do you know who's terrible? Is Rush.
Pete Townsend can go suck my dick.
Do you like Rush?
Is it Neil Peart, who's the drummer, who has
Neil Patrick Harris.
Jesus Christ, I thought I was pouring that thing on myself.
I wish you were. That would have made my whole night.
Oh, man. All over my Guy Fieri shirt. Do you know who the original cooking show was?
Yeah, that redheaded dude from Arlington?
Dave Sammarco.
Yeah.
Fucking A.
Yeah, that guy was awesome.
He was the best. He was better than he would. That was the first cooking. I don't know why that guy doesn't get more credit.
I don't either. Because maybe he was only in Arlington.
But his show. Did you ever try to look for that on YouTube?
The first was also from Boston. Was Julia Childs?
Was she? Oh yeah, that's right. She was a Boston person.
I was listening I watched a documentary about Barry Crimmins. And Lenny Clark was saying that one day after one of their shows, they're like, let's go to fucking Julia Child's house. And they ran up and they're like, you sure this is the house? He's like, yeah, I used to deliver her newspapers. And they go through the gates and they go to a front door and they're banging on the door. They're like, Julia, cook us something for breakfast. Cook us a fucking turkey, you bitch.
Did she do it?
Yeah. And then she blew them both.
She's so nice. You know what? Little known fact, Julia Child, third input.
Yeah, absolutely.
Loves it. She calls it the turkey baster.
She calls it first input.
When you come to my house, you go right to the back door.
Yeah.
But Sammarco was the man. And then you know when it started getting weird when he gained a little bit of, like, East Arlington knew who he was?
Yeah.
That's how his notoriety.
Yeah.
And then he started doing the music show where he would sing country music. My God. It was fucking awesome. He'd have, like, actual, like, bands from around town, and they were terrible. But then he would get on and sing country music, and it was a fucking train wreck.
What?
You know what else was good? They had an open mic on the public access television show as well. And you know who the host was? Wendy Liebman.
Oh, shit. I have no idea who that is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She is like a known commodity somewhere, but the only where I ever knew her from was she was the host of that show.
Yeah, man. That didn't last long, though.
It was on for a couple of years.
I know, but that was in, like, the early 90s, and then...
Yeah, no, it was public access television. It was like... Those two were like the Wayne's World before Wayne's World.
I know, but I do remember that guy's cooking show.
It was the fucking best.
Yeah.
He reminded me of Rambo.
Yeah, he was like... he looked like across... Like a really jacked fucking Mario Batali. Right?
He was a redheaded Stallone.
Yeah, yeah.
With cooking skills with a Z.
Yeah. But, yeah, definitely... He must have got so much tail from the Arlington Broads.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's right next to Arlington Catholic.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Gagoosh.
Yeah. That was raining poon on that guy.
He got his rigatoni in one of those French bread rolls. Like,
so he put a little Debbie glaze on your face, if you know what I mean.
A little tossy-tossy, a little whirly-whirly. That was his catchphrase.
Really, really? Oh,
100%, 100%.
Man.
Sammarco. I'd love to know where that guy is. Where are they now? Please. Let's do a Where Are They Now with Dave Sammarco. If we could get Dave Sammarco on Skype, I would literally sit here for an hour and talk to him about that show.
We should try.
I would Marc Maron the fucking shit out of that guy. Like, where did you come from? Yeah, how many Trans Ams did you have during your lifetime?
Yeah. How many?
When did you meet Wasp?
Yeah. Do you know my mom? And are you my dad?
He does look like a mongoloid version of a Kelly, though.
He does, yeah.
He's got red hair.
Yep.
Actually, not even... What am I talking about, mongoloid version?
He looks like
a Kelly.
Yeah, he could definitely be a Kelly.
Yeah.
The most successful Kelly. Which is terrible.
It is terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Let's try and get him on Facebook.
We should.
See what we can do.
What is Facebook?
Try and get him on Facebook since you know.
We can Skype with him?
Yeah. We'll Skype with him. And
that would be, wait, when you contact him, when you hit him up, are you going to be like, hey,
This is the walrus.
You were on the walrus?
Is exactly what I'm going to do.
You may have not heard our podcast. Yeah,
you've never heard our podcast, yeah. But...
Are you on our share list on Google Drive?
We're set, we're set to be huge, dude.
Do you have access to my mother's Google Drive?
Yeah. What's his name? What, DeMarco?
Samarco. Dave Samarco.
Dave Samarco.
A little tossy-tossy, a little whirly-whirly.
That's how I'm going to approach him. First thing I'm going
to
say.
Do you want to tossy-tossy, whirly-whirly with us on our podcast?
Yeah.
What do you think he's doing right now?
He's probably OD'd from heroin.
No, he's a chef. No.
What?
I bet he was straight shooter. I bet he was one of those straight arrows.
I guarantee he wasn't. That dude did more blow than...
We're not talking about his social life. I'm talking about he was on a cooking show. He had drive. He invented the cooking show.
He did not invent it because Julia Childs did it way before him.
All right, that's a good point. Yeah. But
he invented the one Arlington guy we knew.
He was the best. Yeah, but Julia Child wasn't like, hey, what movies did you see this week? He brought it next level, and next level is exactly what's going on today. Without the bullshit of, like, pretending that, like, hey, we're going to do Iron Chef pizza.
You got to look up a picture of Guy Fieri without his hair like that. It is. He is Uncle Remus. Lewis. Yeah. He is just a regular fucking chubby, dumpy dude.
So he, like, tosses the hair up.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to toss the hair like it's barbecue sauce and chicken wings.
Exactly.
One time I dated a black girl. Wow.
He never dated a black girl. You ready for this?
I bet.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
You have no idea what you're about to see.
Let me see this.
Yeah.
That's got pedo watch all over it.
Tell me about it.
Where was that from? No Kid Hungry. Yeah. Oh, No Kid Hungry.
Yeah, because he ate all the food, this fat bastard. All kids hungry.
Oh, my God. What was he trying to prove?
That
he was like, I'm ready for some serious acting roles.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen me in my Camaro when I'm, like, really intensely driving down the street?
Can you believe that, Tim?
What is that on his arm, that tattoo? Is that the Virgin Mary?
No, I actually saw the episode of Diners, Drive-In, and Dives. It is something up for his sister who passed away from cancer. You piece of shit.
So now I'm the dick.
You are the dick.
Okay, well, I don't have that shitty tattoo on my arm. I have a different shitty tattoo on my arm.
You beat me to it, motherfucker. I had a mouthful of beer. Yeah, we could talk about shitty tattoos. I got about four of them.
I agree.
I'm going to get more.
Where?
Everywhere.
You're not going to get the squirrels, are you?
Dude, I'm going to get the Tekashi 69 face tattoo.
Tekashi, who is that?
We'll
he has a face tattoo?
Him next time.
Tekashi 69.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it next time. What are we running out of time?
Dude, it's an hour or two.
Shit, we got to wrap this up.
Yeah. Next week?
Yes.
Who are we going to have on Skyping live?
Fucking Samarco. If you get Dave Samarco, I will absolutely slide across a $1 bill to you.
Oh, I thought we were going to slide across.
You know what we need to do before then? We need to figure out how to do a Skype version of this thing. I mean, that would be episode 4?
Yeah. We will figure it out. We got zero skills.
Yeah. We can test it.
Yeah.
We can test it out.
Hey, John Kelly, would you please Skype me?
Hey.
Signing off this week, 5/15/2018, Shaggy Will and the Walrus.
I was supposed to say the Walrus part, you dink.
Yeah. All right, let's do it again.
Okay.
Signing off, 5/15/2018, it's Shaggy Will
and the Walrus.
You fucking jumped on my line.
One more time.
God damn it. You're editing this out, right?
Yeah, of course.
All right. 5/15/2018. Signing off. It's Shaky Will
and the Walrus. Erp, erp. What the fuck noise does a walrus make?
All right, it's time to go.
All right.